can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on our site. You get to actually control the content. So maybe you find something online while you're surfing about, maybe on Facebook or wherever, and you see something you think, gosh, that would make a great show topic. Well, you can submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then will be voted upon. Some may vote it up. Others may vote it down. And in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you think is interesting or outrageous or fun or exciting, because, you know, you can submit whatever link you would like at freetalklive.com. It's Reddit integrated, so we're tied right in with the Free Talk Live subreddit, meaning you can actually use the front page of freetalklive.com, or you can go to the Reddit subreddit, and you can use that too. With you in the studio here, it's Ian
and Marcus,
and we might be hearing from Mark later tonight. I can't say for sure he'll be calling in, because I know he's busy out in Vegas at Freedom Fest, which we'll tell you more about here, I think, in a little bit. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, we are expecting to hear from Tony Bones, who was on with us last night for about two segments, and then toward the end of the second segment, she had some sort of disastrous internet calamity that prevented the conversation from continuing. And she did call me a few minutes before the show. She should have called back by now, so hopefully I won't be teasing an interview that won't be happening, so we'll look forward to hearing from Tony Bones again. That, of course, the single mom who heroically has stood up to the state as they have threatened her with some jail time over planting some flowers in some painted tires.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like an offense that people should be reprimanded for.
Well, that's what they do. They come after people for a bunch of petty nonsense because they have all these zoning rules, and Tony is on with us. Hello, Tony. I presume this is Tony. Tony, are you with us?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. So good to have you back here. You're on with Ian, and Marcus is here this evening. And just to bring our listeners up to speed, where we left off last night, there was some sort of technical difficulty that prevented you from being able to call back last night. So I'm glad we have you back here. You went to court 2 days ago, and mm-hmm. it was an evening court appearance, which they don't do that around New Hampshire, so that's very unusual, and I was glad to hear about that, because to me that means more people could come out and support you, because it's after working hours for most folks. And you said there were a good amount of people there to support you, including news media. You went in, there were new signs that had been posted on the walls in the courthouse that said something to the effect of, if you are not subpoenaed or a defendant, you are not allowed in the courtroom. And they actually attempted to kick out the news media from said courtroom.
Yes, that did not go well.
Right, because the news media actually stood up for themselves, is what you were telling us.
Yes, and some people just would even make themselves known. I was really impressed. Considering just even my locations, I've done a lot of events and stuff. It's just almost hard to get people out to these kind of events. You know, we're not in New Hampshire, because Missouri. Mm-hmm. But to see that many people there, just that not their normal average thing that they would do, you know, or it was pretty cool. I was pretty honored to meet some of those people. Instantaneously, after they realized they were not going to keep people out of the courtroom, or in other words, that there would be witnesses to the behavior they were about to
So you're saying the sign didn't work. You're saying the threatening sign saying you can't come in the courtroom unless you're subpoenaed or a defendant, that sign did not deter people?
No.
That's
some
good.
Of them, but no.
I was glad to hear that, because one of the things that was confusing, and one of the questions I was trying to get into before we lost you last night, and by the way, for listeners that don't know, Tony was aggressed against because she had some tires in her yard that were to be used and were used for being painted and then putting potting soil in there and putting some plants in.
Like using them like a planter.
Exactly. And it's not uncommon. You can search for it on Google and find other people doing this.
I've seen it done many times. I think actually my father had that. Something like that when I was a kid in our backyard.
I think it's a great way to put old tires to use. In fact, there's some, Nemi was looking online and found some really cool tire art where people take old tires and like actually use them for sculptures and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's really neat. So you were beautifying your property in the city of Sugar Creek, was it? They didn't like that very much. So,
no, they did not.
Yeah, so they threatened you. You stood up for yourself. You refused to bow down and knuckle, under their demands. And then it ended up in court. So what my question was, this sign was so confusing to me because it made it sound like they were just having a bunch of trials in the evening. Were there a bunch of other defendants that were there waiting for trial, or was yours the only trial scheduled? How many people, could you ascertain that at all? How many people were there for trial?
Yeah, I mean, it's real typical. Like, I mean, there could have been some, you know, there, they asked for trial, and they pushed it to the end of the docket. But it was just real basic. It just seemed like your basic, you know, traffic, third violations, I think, you know, maybe assaults are just, like, real basic. So it wasn't, like, all trials or anything like that.
So you're saying there might have been more than one trial, but there also might have been arraignments or other types of hearings that were scheduled?
Yeah. This is actually the first time I had been in there and seen that there wasn't, you know, all the seats were full. There was actually less people in the courtroom than usual. And it didn't appear to be because of the sign. The lobby wasn't really too full either.
It's an interesting story because it really shows how desperate the state is to conceal their activities. As you pointed out, when the media wasn't intimidated out of the courtroom and they stood up for themselves, and then, you know, you've got all these witnesses that are there, people that are there supporting you, they just decided, well, we've continued your case. And the one of the things that I was saying after you got off the air, unfortunately last night we had a disconnection, but one of the things I was saying was I was surprised that you didn't get a motion to continue the case. Now, Missouri isn't New Hampshire, so maybe things work differently there, but whenever I've ever seen a continuance in any case, it's been filed for, in that one side has to request it from the judge. The other side has to be aware of it. There has to be some time between that happening, you know, like you file a motion and there's a 10-day window where the other side gets to respond to it, that kind of thing. But you just showed up in court and they told you, oh, your case has been continued. Did anybody ever at any point send you a motion for a continuance?
Not at all. The judge was not even in the room. So I wasn't aware this person's even allowed to grant continuances.
Yeah, I don't even, to me, this is mind-boggling because, I mean, I've been in court so many times, this seems like, you know, a routine thing for somebody to motion to continue, and then all of a sudden you find out, have they sent you any paperwork whatsoever besides, you said last night you didn't even have a complaint with, an ordinance number on it that you could look up?
Yeah, no, I have nothing. I mean, I have this crumpled up. Well, I may have crumpled it up a while back. It's just a yellow piece of paper with, you know, the complaint, something to the effect that, you know, there's three tires and there have been, like,
And that complaint was handed to you by code enforcement, right? That wasn't sent to you in the mail?
Not even code enforcement. This wasn't, like, you know, some dude in, like, khaki pants. This was somebody with a bulletproof, two men and bulletproof vests on, you know, like, tasers, guns,
wow.
Like, checked out, looking like they're ready to... Oh,
so wait, it was Sugar Creek Police that delivered this complaint to you?
Yeah, they were out wandering around in people's yards, looking around. And that's when I received my warning. So I saw this. And I was like, you know, what are you guys doing? You know, so I followed them around and recorded. I think that made them a little bit uncomfortable.
Is it possible the court actually has a bad address for you to where they could have been sending paperwork to you, but it didn't make it to you? I just find this mind-boggling that you didn't get... I mean, how did you find out when the court date was?
Court date? I was like, the fast continuance? I'm just by going into court. The piece of paper that I'd received that has the court date on it, that never had any sign number or like a statute number or anything like that.
This is just ridiculous. Just from top to bottom, this doesn't... It's just like, I can't even compute this. It's almost as though they've been bluffing you the whole time. Like, let's just write her this, this complaint here, this fine. She'll pay it, because everybody pays it. So they figured that you're just like everybody else. And then they found out you're not just like everybody else. And now they've got to do some kind of court thing that they've never had to do before. I mean, how many times do you think people have actually ever taken these zoning ordinances to court in Sugar Creek?
I mean, it's probably never, because it's almost like a parking ticket. Where they hand out these parking tickets, they don't expect anybody to come in for them.
That's how it works, man.
They just want to get that money. And I wonder, when these guys were out, I guess they were just on a fishing expedition looking for a little bit of money and maybe getting you to move those tires. Maybe they didn't like those tires there.
Which had been there, according to a previous interview with Tony, the tires had been on the property since before she owned it. And so you actually put them to good use. Tony, you can stick with us for another segment, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, stand by. Tony Bones, she, by the way, is the founder, one of the founders of Missouri Cop Block, and as I understand, a Free State Project participant. We'll touch base with her on that here in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. You can tell your court story if you like. Plus, coming up, Pothole Robin Hood. Who's that?
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you'll find that all the features are totally free there. So enjoy. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back for years. You can just click and download as many episodes as you would like to hear. We've got them, and they're free at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can use our SoundCloud player right on each episode's archive page. The SoundCloud player will allow you to play the archive right there from the page, or download it, or hit the share button and make it easy for you to share to your Facebook or Twitter or wherever else you spend time social networking online. So once again, go to freetalklive.com, the last 7 days worth of the show right there at the top of the page. And then if you click into the archives, you'll go back for years worth of the program. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 participants. And Marcus and I are two of those 20,000, or what will at some point be 20,000. We're over 14,000 today. The Free State Project just this week launched its brand new website. And I don't know, did you have any hand in this one, Marcus? I know you did the Porkfest site.
No, I had no hand, which was, you know, nice that other people are busy working, building a great new site. And
they did a great job. I mean, you're a pro at this. So
yeah,
what do you think of the new site?
I'm very, very happy. You know, the thing is that Free State Project had a very old site. It had just been around a long time, so it was good for its day, but that was many days ago.
Yeah, it was.
So now it looks great. I can I sent a congrats message to Louis, one of the main guys involved, and I'm very happy. It's now something, you know, you can send somebody and they'll see, like, ah, there's something going on here. You know, it looks really great.
I think it's really great too, because I mean, we're rounding out the final basically fourth of the people that we need to get. We're at over 14,000, so we're at about, you know, 28% more is what we got to get here to, you know, we got to get several thousand more signatures. And I think this new website is going to help that process along, because it just makes a more professional look. And
yep, it's modern. It's very easy to share information on there. It will be very easy for them to update. And it just looks a lot more like modern, which is great.
Go see it for yourself at freestateproject.org. And if you haven't done so yet, please go ahead and get signed up. That is, if you love liberty and you actually want to see some semblance of it in your lifetime. That's the purpose of the Free State Project. And Tony, are you a Free State Project signer?
I am.
Excellent. Tony Bones is with us. She is one of the founders of Missouri Cop Block, has stood up for herself against the code enforcers and the police in Sugar Creek, which is near, was it near Kansas City?
Yes, Kansas City Metro.
And you've stood up because they've come after you because of some tires that you've used for planters in your yard. The tires that you've used for planters are still in the yard. They're bizarrely claiming that now you aren't violating any code, but yet they're still coming after you for the original violation, which was written when the tires had not yet been used as planters. Am I following that correctly? And then you found out that the violation that they gave you, which they handed to you, did not have any kind of code violation number written on it. So you couldn't do any kind of research on this case. When you went to court expecting a trial, they told you that the case had been continued, even though you'd never motioned for a continuance, and they apparently had never motioned for a continuance. What is going on here?
I don't know. You know, at first, before I went in, I was like, surely they're probably just going to dismiss it. At the same time, I've heard things. I understand that it's more corrupt maybe than others, or at least more comfortable behaving in such a manner. I can definitely tell that they've never had any kind of like opposition or someone that kind of knew what they were doing. Or, well, I don't even know what I'm doing like in court as much. As you can tell, if they've never had someone stand up and say that, no, actually, you're not entitled to my resources. Come up with something else, you know, and they're just completely baffled. Now they're talking about something other than tires. I mean, it's like almost 6 months old. But, I mean, it was very telling. What I did learn at least a couple days ago is that they don't have an intention of dismissing it and doing the right thing. They're going to squirm around. And I don't know. Something just stinks really bad, if you know what I mean. So,
you know, I bet that a lot of these people that work in that system, they don't even question it. They just think like, oh, we're just going to go along and do our job and, you know, well, they're not going to think about what they're doing. They're not going to think about what this is really about, how they're aggressing against a peaceful person just for having some tires in your yard. I mean, it's ridiculous. Just the whole idea that you should punish somebody.
Well, I mean, even if you do point it out to them, Marcus, that you're right, they probably don't think about it. But even if you do point out to these bureaucrats, hey, what you're doing is hurting people. That's a threat. This is what I did last night, and I posted about it today at freekeen.com. You can see video. I went to the city committee meeting where they were to decide on whether or not to issue what they call civil forfeitures. Now, that's a euphemism for a threat, threatening letter, a threatening fine against people who have unlicensed dogs in the city limits of Keene. And they had determined, I don't know how, maybe through veterinarians snitching on people or something like that, but they had determined that over 100 people did not have licenses for their dogs.
Oh, so. Can't have unlicensed dogs.
Well, right. And so,
what?
Yeah, so they proposed. Now, apparently it's a state law, and so they're just claiming, well, we're just following state law. And so I got up and I said to these people, hey, you know, what you're talking about is threatening your neighbors who have unlicensed dogs. We're not talking about rabid dogs. We're not talking about angry dogs. We're talking about unlicensed dogs. And it's not right to threaten our neighbors over things that, you know, they've done that haven't harmed anyone else. And I made a few other points, you know, about, well, you know, why don't we just go ahead and have licensed birds and cats while we're at it here? Is this about revenue? What is this about? And so I basically, you know, I told them, hey, look, this is, you're threatening your neighbors. That's not nice. And you shouldn't do it. They voted 3-0 to issue the 100-plus threats to all.
They're very good about ignoring the reality of that. And just their cognitive dissonance, I think, kicks in. And they're able to just, all of your words, I think, just wash right over them. And they just keep going, well, whatever. We're not going to listen to what he's saying.
Well, I wonder what would have happened if, I mean, I don't expect it would have changed anything because I know that it didn't with the Bearcat situation, but if like 20 people had come in and testified in favor of more freedom, would that have had an effect on them? If they were, a variety of people instead of just Ian Freeman,
well,
they know.
My guess is if you're at a committee meeting like that, it's not very often that the crowd will have much of an effect on them. They have already...
They've got their mind made up.
They've already decided, and the meeting is just a show,
Tony,
in my eyes.
Tony, what's next for you here? I mean, so they've continued the case. Do you have the next court date?
Yeah, I mean, the next court date is August 13th. I guess it's 6:30 as well. I'm going to keep calling and making sure I wouldn't put it past them to switch it up maybe last minute, or I don't know.
That's
a
good point. Something you might want to consider doing is dropping by the courthouse and pulling the case file and looking at everything that's been filed in there. And if you don't have a copy of all of those things and something's wrong, somebody's not sending you whatever it is they're sending to the court, and that's illegal, especially if they have your correct address. But this is a tactic that they will use to wear not only you down, but to wear your supporters down. You had, I don't know, how many people came out, do you think, to support you at this?
Maybe 10.
That's not bad at all. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You had 10 people come out this time, but now everybody's got to wait another month, and then it's going to be August, and you're going to put the word out again that, hey, it's trial time, and please come out and support me. And, you know, maybe you'll get more people to come out to the second one, but the state's expecting that you're not going to get as many people. So this is a stalling tactic, and it's absolutely outrageous what they're doing to you, Tony. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight and sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, will you keep us in the loop as this continues to develop?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Tony Bones from Missouri Cop Lock, and thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Really appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you want to tell your story of zoning enforcement thuggery, or you want to bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com, Get Prepared Expo, number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is make them at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
Once again, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. And that allows you to connect with us about, again, whatever topic that you might like. You don't have to necessarily discuss the things that we are bringing up. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was Pothole Robin Hood. Because in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show, there's a big activism project that goes on here called Robin Hooding. And Marcus, how would you describe Robin Hooding?
Robin Hooding is usually a group of people, but could be an individual that walk around on typically on Main Street where there's meters, and they feed the meters of people that have expired meters. And typically they'll try to find the meter maid that day and get in front of the meter maid, because that's the most effective way to save people from tickets. Because if you feed a meter, that gives another 12 minutes, and then the meter maid comes by 15 minutes.
You haven't done any good. Right. You've just given the city more revenue in that case. Right. So we want to minimize the revenue we're giving to the city and maximize the amount of people that are actually being saved from receiving parking tickets.
And Keene's Robin Hood was featured on news all over the world, really. It was
in May, yeah. It made huge international headlines. Good Morning America, The Telegraph in the UK. It was just all over the place. And that's because the city of Keene sued the Robin Hooders, and including me, even though I've only gone out a couple times.
It seemed like the people they sued didn't tie very closely to the people who were really doing it all the time.
Some, yes, some, no. In fact, Pete Eyre from CopBlock.org was sued, and he's never done Robin Hooding, so they just picked some activists.
Yeah, they knew his name.
Exactly. And by the way, the Robin Hood lawsuit still in play. Attorney John Meyer, who is a killer free speech attorney, this guy is awesome. awesome, has signed on to the case. He's taken the case pro bono. I talked with him today, and that's moving forward. He's filed a response to the city's memo of law, and I'm going to post that at Free Keen later, probably tonight. So for those of you that are really interested in reading kind of the court memo slash legalistic side of this stuff, we're going to post all those. You know, we have been posting those documents at freekeen.com. But it's just a ridiculous suit. The suit is claiming that we are harassing and intimidating the parking enforcers, which is outrageous lies, basically, on their part.
I mean, they're the ones leaving threatening notes on everybody's car.
Exactly. So I just thought it was interesting that there's another Robin Hood out there, although this one is not doing rescues from people with parking tickets. This one is saving people possibly losing their tires in potholes and things like that. He's filling potholes.
Now, this reminds me of a story that Free Talk Live covered a while back where I believe it was a local business was actually filling potholes in a town. And I think this was what happened. And then they were maybe I don't remember if they were leaving like a mark on it or not, but I do recall something like that.
I don't know. I mean, I've done so many shows, Marcus. You probably remember better than I do. I do know that in Keene, years ago, Russell Canning, one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project, and some of the other early movers went out and filled some potholes with gravel and things like that.
Anybody that wants to fill a pothole, that's great, because the worst is when you're driving and you hit one of these things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it can really do damage to your car.
It has. I know people that have had, you know, tires popped from bad roads.
It also can throw off your alignment and the balance on your tires if it doesn't pop them. So it's definitely not something that people enjoy.
So this is great activism. I mean, for somebody to go out and fix, you know, when you're looking at activism as far as how people are going to perceive it, if you're doing something like we've done in the past year and smoked pot openly, you know there's going to be one side of people that is upset about that because they don't like marijuana or they're anti-drug, and then the other side that does appreciate cannabis will appreciate it. But there's always going to be a good chunk of people, like on a vice issue, that just are never going to agree with you. But everybody who's got a car, and that's a lot of people, has to deal with the crappy government roads. And so if you're out filling potholes as your activism, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to side with you on that.
Yeah, this is activism where somebody is finding a problem and fixing it. And there's no question. If there's a pothole, it needs to be fixed. And if someone's going to fix it, that's a benefit. It's not that is not negative to anybody.
Right, and everybody knows that the government just lets them sit there for weeks and weeks and weeks, and maybe eventually they'll get around, you know, months later to sending somebody to fill it.
As long as, you know, that's for the people that don't live on the same road as the mayor, you know. I'm sure on his road they're filled right away or just repave the road.
Good point. And so here's what happened from Good Morning America, ABC News, which also did a report on Keene's Robin Hood. So now they've got another Robin Hood related report. Anyway, a man dubbed the Pothole Robin Hood is under police investigation for taking asphalt from the city of Jackson, Mississippi, and filling in potholes on city streets. Now, interestingly, we're on the air on WPBQ in Jackson, Mississippi, and I know that on this radio show we've talked about filling potholes as activism, because I've talked about the Keene story that I just related a moment ago.
Sure.
So I wonder if this guy happened to hear Free Talk Live and be inspired by this. Just curious. His name's Ron Chain, and he admits that he takes the asphalt and repairs potholes, then signs the filled-in holes with the message, "Citizen Fixed," he told ABC News.
I love that. That's great.
It's sort of like Robin Hood. Once we saw that people were appreciating what we did, we went out again and made a goal of fixing 100 potholes. We actually have fixed 101 potholes, so our mission has been completed.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't it?
You know, and it's very similar to the Robin Hood in Keene. When Robin Hood in Keene is feeding meters, they don't just feed the meter. They typically will also leave a little calling card that says, you know, Robin Hood saved you, to let people know. Because it's very important, if you're doing activism, let people know about it. So this person is signing them saying, "Fixed, citizen fixed."
I love it. Jackson is like any other state capital, but we've got a big infrastructure problem, said Chain. He says it's hard to have a good city without a good infrastructure, and our city simply doesn't have the budget. The Jackson Police Department is looking into how Chain got the asphalt and has not yet made a decision about pressing charges. Just to clarify here, he is actually taking the city's asphalt. So he's not, like, getting his own from Home Depot or something, or, you know, Bradco or wherever. He's actually going, I don't know where he's getting it from, you know, whatever Parks and Department or the road crew or whichever department it is, but he's actually acquiring it somehow from them, and he's claiming he's not committing a crime. He says, we're not trying to be thieves or steal from the city. We're just trying to put the asphalt to use.
Yeah,
hey, you guys could use it.
Sure. It's a supply that the government has for a use, and he's putting it to exactly the use that it's intended for. He's just filling the gap where the city is not doing the job.
Yeah, he's bypassing whatever bureaucracy it is that's keeping the job from getting done.
Right, and he's actually saving taxpayers money because he's not getting paid to do it.
Well, that may not be true, because they're probably paying those guys' salary that fill those holes. So they're probably sitting around in office collecting the paycheck.
Well, either way, even if they're not doing the job, so he is doing it. So it's saving them from their tires getting messed up.
That's it's true. Jackson Mayor Chukwa Lumbaba responded to Chain's actions in a statement to ABC affiliate WAPT. He said in the statement, quote, we do not accept any use of the city's resources without going through the proper legal channels. The mayor's office did not return repeated requests for comment from ABC News. Lumbaba, who was elected mayor this month, included repairing and developing Jackson streets in his platform, according to his campaign website. He said the man who filled the potholes, Chain, said, hopefully our new mayor and his administration will be aggressive in addressing this problem. He's got a tough road ahead. Well, unfortunately, I think you're going to find out that the aggression is going to come towards Mr. Chain and not filling the potholes in this case. They haven't brought charges yet, but it seems like, you know, they're probably going to get him for theft or something like that.
Sure. When they say that, you know, that he should be asking, you know, or letting somebody know before he takes this asphalt, that in a normal situation is completely reasonable thing to say. But when you talk about the government, it's a whole nother thing. You know, everybody in that town or that city was forced to pay for those supplies, forced to pay for the workers that aren't doing the job, forced to pay for the bureaucrats that push the pencils and papers around. He's just going in and saying, look, you guys aren't doing it, I'm going to do it.
Let's come back with more here in a few moments. Plus, I believe Mark will be checking in from Vegas, where he's at Freedom Fest. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the pothole Robin Hood. And you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on this. Is this guy committing a crime by taking the city's asphalt? 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line coming up. Mark is on the line in Vegas with you tonight in the studio here. It's Ian.
And Marcus.
We're going to continue to talk more about the pothole Robin Hood, as he's being called, and ABC News has the story. Interestingly, they actually have the link to the Robin Hood story from Keene on this as a related story. So there's this guy going around in Jackson, and he's saying we, so it's a guy and maybe some friends who are going around. They filled over 100 potholes in the city with the city's own asphalt.
That's really great.
Yeah, it's an interesting twist on this. And my question is this guy committing a crime? Is there a criminal act being committed here? Is he, you know, committing theft? Some sort of interference with government services? What can they or will they, do you think they will charge him with here? Because you know they're trying to figure that out. The police do say here that they're looking into how he got the asphalt. They have not yet made a decision about pressing charges, but this dude is making the city look bad down there in Jackson, and you know, it's easy to make them look bad. They do it on their own. It's just, you can highlight it by beating them to the punch and actually filling the potholes and getting publicity for it. So he's making them look really bad, and that's why they're going to bring charges against him, because had he quietly just filled these holes and you know, disappeared and not put any, you know, not tried to stir up any publicity about this, then they probably would have, you know, they wouldn't have known enough to charge somebody. But now they've got his name. They know who he is.
Well, right. They're going to make an example. They're going to go after him because he's making an example of them.
Exactly. Let's bring Mark in here. He's actually in Vegas at the moment. It's the afternoon there. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it is the afternoon. It's 4:49 here in beautiful, sunny, and quite hot Vegas.
Well, hey, so you're at Freedom Fest, and we were going to talk about Freedom Fest here and how it has just kicked off yesterday, freedomfest.com. I believe tickets are still available online. Am I mistaken about that? That's the way it looked on their website.
I can't answer that, but they're certainly selling tickets here at the door.
Okay, that's good to know. And what is it, like $500, or is it even more if you get at the door?
Oh, well, I think that at this point you're talking about day passes, that kind of thing. I mean, some of the events already occurred, but, you know, I know Jim Rogers has spoken at least once, and, you know, quite a few of the luminaries I've seen passing through. I saw the guys from C-SPAN, as a matter of fact. By the way, sitting next to Joe Thomas from WCHV
hey.
Right here on Radio Row.
That's one of our program directors, our station there in Charlottesville. Great guy.
Yeah, yeah. He says nothing but nice things to say about Ian, and I, you know, I try to correct him. He just won't listen.
So it's cool. So I didn't know you had a Radio Row there. How many like talk show types are there?
It's Joe and I.
Oh, okay.
Rusty Humphries is here, and he's agreed to an interview a little later.
Oh, cool. Maybe Rusty's tomorrow. A nice guy. I mean,
he is a nice, nice man.
He is a Republican through and through, but
he is indeed. We'll see how it goes.
Good beef jerky.
I want to know if I'll ask him if he wants to scrap. If not, we'll talk about the things we agree on.
Did he bring some beef jerky?
I didn't ask him. I, okay. I didn't. But I've gotten a bunch of interviews since I've been here.
Oh,
and
cool.
Talked to lots of people that might be interested in reaching our large and loyal libertarian audience.
So what's coming up? I mean, obviously there's a big reason to come out to Freedom Fest, and that is it's the biggest liberty event of the year. There's something like going to be maybe 3,000 people there by the time the weekend's over. But what are what's on the itinerary that you're excited about?
You know, I thought that so far what I've seen, I'm just popping in and popping out of speeches as I can. But so far what I saw Larry Reed from Fee do an interesting historical comparison between the United States and Rome. The question here for this whole event is, are we Rome? And I guess the answer is, well, to some extent.
Hello?
Did I lose you?
I don't know. You just stopped talking.
Okay. Well, yeah. I was talking.
To some extent.
To some extent, we are Rome. That's the answer.
Okay, there you go. I don't know about you, but I am not a piece of dirt or a property. But I get the point. You're saying that collectively, are the people in the United States in a similar situation as Rome?
That's correct. Yes. I don't know what the piece of dirt thing means, but all right.
Rome is a piece of dirt somewhere, right? Or, you know,
I see.
Somewhere in the world.
Is the United States Rome? Are there corollaries to this? Between these two states, I think is what the question is.
Yeah, I guess so. So it sounds like you're going to be exploring that throughout the weekend. A variety of various different people are there, and so far, Mark, what would you say? How does it compare to like the Liberty Forum, which is the Free State Project yearly hotel kind of convention-y style event?
It's bigger, and it's bigger and better.
Bigger and better. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
It really is. You know, I hope the Liberty Forum becomes this, because this is huge. There are a lot of people here, a lot of the luminaries, and, you know, it's an exciting place to be.
Do you think, Mark, that this festival is doing better because of its location?
They are in a big convention hall in Las Vegas. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's because there's a dearth of events on the West Coast side. I can't answer. Maybe it's they know all the right people to have invited. I can't tell you, but people are from across the spectrum are here. The Total Liberty folks are here. The Republicarians, they're here. It's, you know, all different sorts.
Interesting. So it's the people that are there are not just very hardcore. You have a more of a spread of ideals.
Yeah, much more so.
Have the Free State Project folks arrived? I know Carla and some of the other crew from New Hampshire have come out there. I heard Mark Warden was on the plane with you on the way out. Have some of the Free Staters arrived and set up a booth?
I haven't seen a moment that booth hasn't had at least four people at it. Four people, non-Free Stater people.
Meaning four people standing in front of the booth, and then there are people behind the booth that are operating the booth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad to hear about that. I just think that there's nothing more important to promote to the Liberty crowd than the Free State Project at the moment. So do you know if they're going to be speaking at all?
Yes, there's a speech going on. Both Carla and Mark Warden will be speaking.
Outstanding. Well, I'm excited. I'm glad you're out there, Mark. Anything else you wanted to highlight about the event so far?
Well, I do, mentioning New Hampshire, everybody here, when you say New Hampshire, they say, oh, man, you guys have got it going on. They're like, you know, there's an acknowledgement, it seems, in most times when I say I'm from New Hampshire, that New Hampshire is the Liberty hub in the world.
So it's not like, what? New Hampshire? What's going on there?
There have been a couple of instances where I've been, you know, I've had to explain, but in most cases, you know, I get an immediate acknowledgement.
That's good to know.
By saying the word no New Hampshire.
Because for a long time, it was like people didn't even know about the Free State Project within the Liberty Movement. And I'm still concerned with, you know, it's the penetration of the idea. And certainly the Free State Project within the last couple of years has been really good about going to various different conventions and things like this all across the country and really marketing themselves very effectively.
Yeah, and anybody that's going to be at this event that Mark is at, These are people that are movers and shakers. They're in really into it because they're out at this event, right? So they're going to know probably more than than most.
And they've got money, too. So we need to get as many of them here in New Hampshire as possible because this is going to take money to, you know, to get from here to more freedom. It's you know, activism is not cheap. It costs money and it costs time. So I'm glad to hear that everything's going well out there. So you sound great, Mark. I'm sure you'll be checking in, tomorrow and Saturday as well?
If you wish.
Oh, if you wish. I mean, I'd love to hear from you, but if you're too busy, I could understand. You've got all kinds of people that are, I'm sure, being interviewed and such, as you mentioned, and I don't know if you're going to be putting any Edgington posts out while you're there, but I'm sure...
I don't even know how to do it, Ian. I'm going to have to do it at the studio.
Okay, so we'll be hearing more of the interview side of what Mark's been doing in Vegas next week when he returns. You're back on the show on Monday night, correct?
That sounds right. Yep.
All right. Mark, live from Las Vegas at the, what is it now? The Hollywood, where are you? What's the convention center?
Planet Hollywood. It got moved over here, and it's really great. They've done a fine job and been really great with us.
What's the biggest, like, the biggest name you've seen so far, whether or not you've talked to them? Like, what's, who's the outstanding, like, top dog?
You know, as far as, like, wandering by.
Yeah, just around the...
At the event, I saw Dinesh D'Souza. I've seen Jim Rogers. But I have yet to see the really big ones that I'm looking for. Matt Walsh from Reason has been here. So
no John Stossel yet. No John Stossel.
Haven't seen Stossel. I'm looking.
How about Penn and Teller? No Penn and Teller.
Nope. Haven't seen Penn and Teller.
All right. Well, let us know. Keep us in the loop. Marcus, any other questions for Mark?
I'm just curious. Are there a lot of panels, or is it mostly just one person up on the stage talking? What kind of events?
There's a lot of panels. There's a whole bunch of panels. There's no way you could possibly. I mean, you know, there's a dozen of them going on at the same time in some cases. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. I've spent most of my time out here in the exhibitors hall. You know, I'm looking for the stories of the individuals. I'm looking for, you know, the big luminaries. I'm trying to avoid the people hawking stuff, you know, that kind of thing.
All right, Mark, thanks for calling in tonight. Sound great on Skype. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. Mark Edge from the convention hall there at Planet Hollywood in Vegas. You could be there. It's not over yet. In fact, Freedom Fest is only in its second day. It's still going through the 13th, actually. So two full more days to go. FreedomFest.com. You can get registered. Get out there, see Mark, and see all these great Liberty speakers and panels and whatever kind of after-hours partying they're doing there in Vegas. I'm sure that's a good time. So once again, go to FreedomFest.com, and we'll continue at 855 450 free.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.